Farmers are expected to plant even more soybeans than last year, but despite the higher numbers, export obligations may put a strain on the U.S. supply. Jim Goodenough is one of the Wisconsin Soybean Association's national directors. He says countries such as China, Brazil, and Argentina are depending on American soybeans.
And if we run that short on beans, we could possibly be exporting beans into the country just to supply our supply. And so it could get to that point, you know, where it could get real critical.
According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, the U.S. could possibly drop to a 16-day supply. Wisconsin Soybean Association's Goodenough says that could raise the price of a variety of soybean-based products if there's a low amount of soybeans in reserve.
You got a lot of the food areas. There's soy flour and there's soybean meal, and you got tofu, and you've got just a host of other different food products that come from soybeans.
But Goodenough says southern states could help increase soybean supply at the end of this season. He says farmers are wrapping up their wheat crop ahead of schedule and might be able to double crop that land to grow soybeans. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.